and then, a Pisces will cover her shyness and vulnerability with wisecracks and a sophisticated veneer. But it's merely a cloak of protection worn to hide her uncertainty from the prying eyes of rough people who would bruise her gentle heart if she exposed it. A Pisces woman will give all of her heart to her children, except for the large chunk she saves for you. She'll love them all, but the ones who are uglier, weaker, smaller, or sicker may have a slight edge with her. Female fish are the greatest women in the world for understanding the shyness and growing pains of boys and girls. A Piscean mother spins 1,000 wispy cobweb dreams over each bassinet. She'll sacrifice anything so her children can have what she was denied as a child. The Pisces woman listens to the ocean, and it tells her things. In the midst of the city, she still hears the waves of Neptune whispering to her heart, more, perhaps, than she wants to know.
The Pisces child. Most babies, as everyone knows, were found under a cabbage leaf. A few were carried in that long diaper hanging from the stork's bill, or were brought to the hospital in the doctor's black bag. Not your little Pisces bundle. He or she came straight from fairyland, clutching a moonbeam. If you look closely, you'll still see the reflection of elves and magic wishing trees in his dreamy little eyes, maybe even a trace of stardust smudged behind his left ear. This could make you think you can lead your Neptune child by the toe, or that after you've scrubbed that shiny stardust out of his ears, you can mold him into any shape you like. Why not? He's such a gentle, delicate little lump of clay. Think again. He'll get his own way, just as surely as the yelling red-faced Aries baby, the demanding regal Leo baby, or the stubborn, tough little Taurus baby. The only difference is that he'll get it by charming you with oceans of sweet smiles and winning ways. As soon as the ink is dry on the birth certificate, turn in the name of your little Pisces child for the lead in a future production of Peter Pan or Alice in Wonderland. Peter Pan and Alice will be the Neptune children's favorite roles, and they won't need a stage to act the part superbly. They'll still be starring in them when they're 80. By the time he's old enough to crawl, this child of yours will show a preference for living in a world of fancy. He'll enjoy diversions that are far removed from everyday routines. And the years won't leave any lasting impression. There will always be a childish, dreamy, magical quality of make-believe hanging like a mysterious mist over the Pisces. When he's old enough to start school and begin to have those peculiar dreams at night, you'll be tying his shoes one ordinary spring morning and get a shock. "Guess who I saw last night?" he'll remark confidentially. You'll mumble a polite rejoinder. "Now, where on earth is his green sweater? Oh, there it is, on the teddy bear he dressed up yesterday. Who did you see?" you'll ask. He'll answer casually, "Grandma Stratton. We talked for a long time, then she had to go. She said to tell you to be sure to water her geraniums and send Uncle Clarence the money." Since Grandmother Stratton died before he was born, this could unnerve you a little on an empty stomach before coffee, but it's nothing to the prickly sensation you'll get later when the mailman delivers a letter from your Uncle Clarence, from whom you haven't heard in 5 years, asking for a loan to start a new business. The wisest parents have difficulty arranging a schedule that will stick with a Pisces offspring. Schedules and routines are his natural enemies, and he'll do everything in his fertile imagination to avoid them. Babies who live upside down, sleep all day, and stay awake all night are often Neptune infants. He wants to eat when he's hungry, sleep when he's tired, and play when something attracts his fancy, whenever that might be. Trying to get him to eat, sleep, or play at any other time is quite a task. Actually, it's rather a sensible attitude, but the times he gets hungry, tired, or playful may vary considerably from day to day and night to night. However, you may even get charmed yourself by the sheer freedom of it. He might even teach you there's no reason to let that silly clock be a dictator over your life. It's only a ticking hunk of metal. The Pisces child will require a healthy amount of attention and appreciation. He'll have to be noticed and encouraged because he's uncertain about his abilities. Give him as many bushels of it as he needs. He'll also require his moments of privacy. When he goes into one of his mysterious moods of withdrawal, let it be. His mind is a million light years away and you can't follow. He'll return in plenty of time for his vegetable soup and hot chocolate. Only by now, he'll have changed his lunch hour to mid-evening. If he tells you he was out flying in a spaceship with someone from Mars, believe him. It just might be so. A child of Neptune is often accused of lying, yet they aren't lies to him. There's no malicious or cowardly intent. His young mind swims in fluid imagination, which whispers a thousand secrets, so utterly delightful and filled with such sheer beauty, he can't help trying to make them live in the cold, real world. It's not fair to call it lying. Instead, encourage him to gather all his clouds and moonbeams and weave them into poems, plays, or paintings. Teachers are always confused when they try to put this odd-shaped peg into a round or square educational hole. He'll simply refuse to conform to a pattern not his own. Many Pisces boys and girls are artistic, and most of them love music and dancing. Typical Neptunian youngsters are light on their feet regardless of their weight. They love all kinds of books, and English may be a favorite subject since Pisces is a good storyteller. They love words, and poetry often enchants them. Neptunians may find math hard to understand at first, but they'll have an uncanny grasp of the abstract theories behind algebra and geometry later on. You may note a lack of responsibility, which can be frustrating. Pisces children follow their own rules. They're sensitive and easily stabbed to the quick by harshness. Tears may be frequent. These youngsters ordinarily prefer the company of adults to playing with other children. Even at a tender age, they have a deep wisdom and sympathetic understanding of situations over their heads. Pisces may have trouble learning to conform to social and scholastic demands that stifle his individuality. But his parents and teachers can learn from him the value of compassion, understanding, beauty, tolerance, imagination, and gentleness. It all depends on the kind of diploma you want from life. Your little fish needs a cloak of protection against the cold winds to come. Knit it yourself with bright, sturdy yarn. Try to understand his Neptune ways. Guide him tenderly, wisely, and when he's tall enough, he may someday suddenly reach out and catch one of his silver stars to bring home to you. Then you'll be glad you didn't laugh at his dreams. Better clear off a spot on the mantle right now.
The Pisces Boss. In most corporate and industrial areas, the Neptunian chief is as rare as a bathing suit at the North Pole. The great majority of Neptune's men and women prefer to swim alone, unconfined, as writers, salespeople, creative artists, actors, wandering minstrels, or soldiers of fortune. However, there are areas where Pisces can apply his or her talents and become an indispensable boss. Neptunians have top qualifications for radio stations, TV networks, advertising, and public relations outfits. Running any of these operations, they'll go around happily dispensing creative ideas from their superabundant fountain of imagination. Pisces sees no reason to blurt out the plain and often brutal truth, as certain other sun signs do. He'd rather tell people what he thinks will have the best effect on them in the long run, or what they want to hear. It's not because he's dishonest. He's learned through bitter experience that society does not want to hear the cold and naked truth. Besides, he feels the soul requires the added dressing of ritual and beauty painted over sound facts. He's a superlative director of stage and screen, also a capable producer if he has a good company manager. He can run a dance studio like a dream. As the head of a detective or research bureau, his uncanny psychic ability to penetrate mystery leads him straight to the top of the heap. Lots of travel agencies have Pisces executives, and they're usually tremendously successful. He's often found at the head of a charitable organization. Many fish happily lead orchestras or bands and keep rehearsals running smoothly, not to mention producing great music. They're unexcelled as executive managers of country clubs or hotels, if there's a good bookkeeper around. They can run a progressive publishing company, magazine, or newspaper competently, even brilliantly. You'll often find the fish heading up a service business of some kind, and he's certainly in home waters as the director of a camp or in an official capacity in a church or synagogue. They also make fine teachers and professors and administrators in medical or law schools. With his sensitive nature, Pisces was born to serve humanity, not to accumulate power or build huge empires. He can be a capable stockbroker and a shrewd trader, but he'll almost never want to take over as the head of a brokerage or bond house. Too much responsibility. If your boss was born in March, he may be the type to behave like a crosspatch when he's irritated by something. He has a gift of words, and when he's being brusque, it's a caustic brusqueness that can scald a little, but he'll seldom be aggressively domineering or truly mean and petty. One minute he may shock you with his unconventional ideas, and then he'll do a rather slippery turnabout and appear to be a conformist. You'll eventually catch on that he's neither a great liberal nor a cautious conservative. On different occasions, he takes either view to find out what your ideas are. He can be, in other words, a mite tricky. He'll also have his depressed moods, and they'll be real humdingers. Better stay away from him at those times. The Piscean executive is somewhat partial to the creative thinkers in the firm. If you tend more toward caution than imaginative strategy, you may not get as many comradely smiles, but he needs you. He leans on your practical approach and your organizational ability. You've probably already learned that he's installed a Capricorn or Taurus as a middleman to deal with employees who seek raises. He knows better than to let you appeal to him personally. The Neptune nature is so constituted that he finds it almost impossible to say no to a fellow human being who has a sincere need or even just a sincere desire. He learns early to insulate himself as best he can. Remember, he lives in two different worlds. Here, and through the looking glass. Such a division of nature can cause a confused personality, but it can just as easily cause brilliance. His thoughts may be as abstract and deep as Piscean Albert Einstein's, but time usually proves his first instincts are right, no matter how visionary they may sound when he expresses them. He's a mystic at heart, a secret believer in the unseen and the supernatural, though he may be a little bashful about it. Your Pisces boss is a compassionate genius. There aren't very many of them around. That's why he's a rare fish.
The Pisces employee. The abilities of the Piscean employee depend entirely on which pond he or she swims in. He'll work with a terrific sense of duty if he's happy with his job. But he can be such a miserable misfit in an incompatible occupation or career that he drifts from one place to another until he eventually realizes that he's better off going it alone with his own dreams for company. To work successfully with other people or be part of a team, the fish must be doing something that doesn't offend his sensitivity. It has to be a position that gives him the opportunity to use his unsurpassed understanding of human suffering, or that allows him to channel his unique imagination toward a progressive path. A job that satisfies one or both of these deep-seated Neptune needs will create a gem of a worker, often one of a kind in his field, difficult if not impossible to replace. There's a side to the fish that allows him to surprise you with his painstaking attention to detail when he's in the mood. It seems to be totally inconsistent with his obvious mystical bent. But these people were born under the sun sign that encompasses the qualities of all other signs. The most common remark heard around an office where there's a Pisces employee is, "I can't understand him. What's he up to?" They may never know. The Piscean man or woman is compelled, possibly by inner doubt and confusion, to disguise motives and keep his true aims hidden. All the chattering of the occasional talkative Pisces won't reveal what he really thinks, even if he talks all night, as some of them do. The quiet ones can also drive you wild by keeping their most interesting thoughts and ideas a secret. The Pisces man or woman is most often found in the world of the arts. Pisces is happy adjusting the lights in a theater, hanging canvases in museums, stitching the lace on doll dresses, polishing the brass of musical instruments, or designing the cover of a book. He or she can spend hours blissfully teaching tots to dance, blowing up balloons for a party, arranging flowers, planning an advertising campaign, writing a novel, or experimenting with unusual hairstyles. Now and then you'll find a Piscean engaged in a mechanical occupation relating to mathematics, engineering, or computing, but he will always attack such subjects from the abstract point of view. Pisces people make excellent teachers with uncanny insight into the natures of their students and a deep grasp of the subject they teach. They seem to have a special knack for both preparing and merchandising food and drink, either serving it in posh restaurants or supervising the operation with social grace. If your business concerns medicine, hospitals, or pharmaceuticals, the Pisces employee is probably your right arm. No one makes a finer servant to the sick. If Pisces controls his instinct for instant and often painful empathy, he can be a shining light in the field of health. Social work is also a Pisces occupation. The fish takes on the color of his surroundings. If you shut your Pisces employee in a small cubicle with drab furnishings, bare floors, and drapeless windows, he'll begin to look like the office itself. His conversation will be drab, his ideas bare and dull. You'll wonder what happened to that person you hired who was bright, sunny, and full of fresh imagination. Just hang some cheery green drapes in his office, cover the floor with soft emerald carpeting, and plunk a vase of happy daisies on his desk. Pipe in some soft, low music, smile at him once an hour on the hour, and the fish you hired will reappear in his true colors. The Piscean personality is elusive, but it's amazingly easy to reel it in when you use the right bait. An occasional Pisces employee can be fussy or critical, but they usually won't be energetic enough about it to be really annoying. These people need nearly as many compliments as Aries and Leo to feel secure, but be sure you're sincere, because they'll sense it quickly if you're not. If you have reason to scold a Pisces, you may wonder where the fish went for a day or so. There he is, hiding behind the outgoing mail basket on his desk, trying to pretend he's invisible. The fish is ultra-sensitive, remember. When your mood changes, so will his. Pisces has a way of cutting himself off from others when situations become painful. Money won't mean a lot to your Pisces employee. He'll talk a good salary and bonus, but many Pisces men and women are happy with a reasonable wage. Money ordinarily passes through Pisces like water through a sieve. He's sort of a middleman for cash. He'll borrow $100, then turn around and hand it to someone who needs an operation. He feels money was created to spread around. When a person needs it, the cash should be there. When you don't need it, you pass it on. There's little danger the Pisces employee is after your job. He probably secretly pities you for the responsibilities you carry. After all, it's tough to move around with burdens on your back, and Pisces seeks a changing scene. The length of time he brightens your office will depend on the variety of change it offers his wandering nature. When the snails begin to bore him, or when the whales and sharks threaten to devour him, he'll glide away. The Neptune employee will never get stuck in a bunch of seaweed.
Linda Goodman's Sun Signs was adapted and produced by Ariel Productions International and narrated by Gene Richards and Peter Thomas. Copyright 1987, Bantam Audio Publishing. Original music composed and performed by Bob Sakiyama. Look for other Sun Signs programs in your store. Linda Goodman's Sun Signs book is available wherever books are sold.